USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has made his first public appearance since his news conference a week ago, during which he refused to resign over a racist yearbook photo. He attended the funeral of a state trooper. Northam now says he wants to work toward racial reconciliation. Virginia's Attorney General Mark Herring has acknowledged wearing blackface, and two women are accusing Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. President Trump's re-election campaign has taken quick note of Elizabeth Warren's presidential candidacy and is sharply criticizing the Democratic senator. He's citing her past claims to Native American heritage. She made her presidential candidacy official at a rally in Massachusetts, saying she wants to help create an America that works for everyone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker faced the House Judiciary Committee for hours on Friday.
I do not intend today to talk about my private conversations with the President of the United States. But to answer your question, I have not talked to the President of the United States about the special counsel's investigation.
Democrats, who are now in control of the committee, lambasted Whitaker. Tennessee's Stephen Cohen confronted him with President Trump's claims about Robert Mueller's investigation.
It'd be inappropriate for me to...
But you wouldn't oversee a witch hunt, would you? You'd stop a witch hunt, wouldn't you?
Congressman, it would be inappropriate for me to talk about an ongoing investigation.
Whitaker is apt to be off the job in less than a week because Attorney General nominee William Barr is likely to be confirmed soon by the Senate. A second winter storm in less than a week is now hitting Washington and Oregon. Businesses in Seattle sent people home early on Friday. In the California Sierra Nevadas, more than 120 people had to be rescued at a resort in Kings Canyon National Park. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Construction of a new border wall in the Rio Grande Valley is set to begin in the next few days. USA's Rick Vincent reports Congress approved the $600 million for the 33 miles of wall in the area last year.
Chief Patrol Agent in that area, Rodolfo Karish, says they have one of the highest numbers as far as illegal border crossers.
All of this was based on the requirement of what the field operators were telling us there that they needed. Every 14 days, we have as many people that showed up in San Diego as far as the caravan.
The area doesn't get as much attention from the media because rather than caravans of people, it's mostly families and individuals who show up at the border crossing in large numbers. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It's National Pizza Day. Americans purchase over 3 billion pizzas every year, including another 1 billion frozen pizzas. That huge amount is why we celebrate National Pizza Day. John Clemens has more on the story.
Gail Becker is the founder of County Power Pizza, that is a gluten-free product. Becker tells us about the popularity of pizza.
Big, whopping 98% of Americans eat pizza. 30% eat it at least once a week. And 33 million Americans say they would choose pizza to be their last meal on Earth.
What if they were told they had to give up pizza?
26% would think it's bad for their health, and 45% would give it up entirely.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.